Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Got a topic of teaching, a discerning moment here. You know, we hear a lot of people when we go out witnessing, we hear a lot of people say, my pastor teaches right from the Bible. It's a pretty common saying. I wanted to address that today. While that may be true in many people's cases, modern pastors are on Sunday in pulpits teaching from the Bible. I want to make sure that people understand that they test that biblically and discern according to God's Word. So let's go to God's Word. Let's talk about that. Now, first of all, before we go to God's Word, realize something, that many deceivers, cults, false associations, false organizations also teach right from the Bible. Jehovah Witnesses, Mormons, many aberrant pseudo-Christian groups teach and claim to teach right from the Bible. So teaching from the Bible does not mean you have all truth. Now let's talk about what God's Word says about all truth. Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 4, that we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So the first thing I would say to you is modern pastors, as we prove at don'tperish.com, they are not teaching the fullness of God's Word. They're teaching some truth here and there, ignoring much truth, and also twisting other truths. So Matthew 4:4 says we must live by every word out of the mouth of God. So that's all of God's Word. Modern pastors today don't teach all of God's Word. They don't teach the fullness coming out of the culture. They don't teach the fullness of the gospel in its entirety. They don't teach the fullness of biblical truth for ladies, dress and head covering. They don't teach the fullness of the New Testament body versus man-made religion. So, Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Next, we look at 2 Timothy 2, and it says, study to show yourself approved. What I want to offer up to you here is, unless you yourself have studied God's Word, you're born again in Christ through a biblical gospel, through faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience to God's Word as fruit you're His, and enduring in that faith. That's the life-saving gospel. Unless you have studied and tested yourself in God's Word, how can you know if someone's teaching you the full truth correctly, rightly dividing the Word of God? I guess you can't. Because if you just sit in the pew and listen to a modern pastor, and you don't study all of God's Word yourself, how do you know he's teaching you all of God's Word? How do you know he's teaching you correctly? So that would be the next one, 2 Timothy 2, studying to show yourself approved. Very, very important. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. All scripture is used for teaching, instruction, rebuking, correcting. Again, modern pastors don't teach you all of God's Word. We prove that at don'tperish.com and at our teaching blog. They teach you what's popular. They teach you what's often common in man-made denominational evangelical religion, and it's mostly culturally bent, okay? It's twisted to the culture. The women's roles have been twisted. Feminism has twisted to the culture. How men view and perceive themselves versus the culture, sports, entertainment. This has all been twisted. The gospel making it seeker-sensitive. Just believe in Jesus and you have eternal life. These are all lies before God's Word. So again, all of Scripture is used for that. Unless you are teaching and or understanding, knowing, and studying all of Scripture, how can you know all of these things? The other Scripture that I would share with you is Colossians 2, verses 6 through 10, but mostly verse 8, where Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks about, don't be deceived by the philosophies of man and the vain traditions, the rudiments that have left Christ. Okay, that's another issue. Man-made religion has left the teachings of Christ, either never had it or has left it. And so a man can stand in the pulpit and teach from the Bible all day long, all week long, all month long, for many years. And yet when we roll into these religious bodies and we see that after 30 years, they're still worldly, they're still carnal, they still have false gospels, they're still practicing pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. The women are still not biblical. They're showing off their bodies via tight clothes and uncovered hair and jewelry and makeup. The men are worldly and carnal, involved in football, living just like the fallen world around them when God has called us to be holy, to be called out, and to be set apart. So these scripture verses really help us see that just teaching from God's Word doesn't mean anything unless we're studying it, we're living by all of it, we're applying it, We're not being swept away by false man-made philosophies, okay? And Jesus himself said in Mark 7, he went after the Jews, the Pharisees, because they had left the commandments of God and they were teaching the ways of man. So if your modern pastor is teaching from the Word of God every Sunday, but he's left the truth of God's Word and he's keeping man-made ways, this is not good in his favor. This is not good for you. The other example I would give you is a modern pastor teaching from the Bible. One man standing in a pulpit doing all the teaching is not the biblical role that God's ordained for his New Testament body. If you go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, Paul talks about all the men using their gifts, coming forth in an open participatory gathering where we get to see and hear the teaching and flavoring of many men, not just one man. So if you're just listening to one man mostly on Sunday, you're getting his strength, but sadly, you're getting all of his weaknesses, and you're not obeying God's word at all by keeping the model that God ordained for his body that he requires for the gathering and for worship, which is your everyday life lived. Nope, you're following man-made ways, even though they're teaching the Bible. And I think lastly, I would leave you with 2 Thess chapter 2, verse 15. The Apostle Paul, called and commissioned by Jesus Christ, says this: keep the traditions I've handed down to you. What we show you at don'tperish.com is man-made evangelical denominational religion, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Mormon, cults like Mormonism, Jehovah Witness, Roman Catholicism, Baptist, Methodist, you name the flavor. What they've done is they've left the teachings and the traditions handed down by Apostle Paul through Christ for man-made religion. So again, if your pastor stands in the pulpit every Sunday, man-made pulpit, and he's preaching from God's word, but you're never going further and deeper, and you're not studying and learning to show yourself approved, and you're not living a life according to God's word. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your conduct. That means be set apart for God in all your conduct. If you're not doing those things, you're not keeping the full word of God. So that comment that we hear, my pastor teaches right from the Bible, that somehow is saying, we're biblical, we're holy, we're fully God-honoring? No. The Mormons can say that, Jehovah Witnesses can say that, many cults I've met can say that, but they're not rightly dividing the Word of God. And you can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit if you've been born again, and then studying to show yourself approved, as I've shown you here. So go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to John 4:24 audio, you're listening to one here. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we expose false man-made religion. We do three things. We help you in the true biblical gospel. We help you in the true New Testament life of Christ, not man-made religion. And we expose false man-made religious ways and ideas, like the saying, my pastor teaches right out of the Bible. When we test those places, I have never yet once found a pastor, a modern pastor, who fully teaches all of God's word from the Bible. So we've proven it wrong in our many years of traveling and proclaiming the gospel. Contact us. Let us know how we can help you. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for many more articles and videos and audios to help you in the true faith. Till next time, may God be praised.